Sarah Rutherford is a Boston native. She lived in New York City and Vermont before finding her way to Rochester.
My brother was living in Rochester, so he invited me to come live with him for a little while, and I thought I'd be here for a month or two, and 7, 8 years later, I'm still here.
Even if you don't know Sarah's name, you still may have seen her artwork. Her illustrations have appeared in cookbooks, city newspaper, and the New York Times magazine, among other publications, and her murals would be even harder to miss. Sarah's paintings grace the side of a building behind the public market, a restaurant off Monroe Avenue, and Highland Hospital. She was also one of the artists for the Wall Therapy Project. In that mural, she paid tribute to the peregrine falcons that nest in Rochester every spring.
I've been drawn to this idea of the birds. It started with the crows in Rochester. I did a lot of crows for a show that I did called Spyglass, and it's just kind of launched from there.
We do have a lot of crows here. Do you watch them?
Yeah, I love the power of them, especially when they're like a huge flock of birds coming, you know, it feels out of control, and nature being, just trying to say hello.
There is something else about Rochester in particular that seems to click for Sarah Rutherford.
I think immediately I found a beautiful studio in the Hungerford building that I shared with my brother, and I could have never imagined having that in Boston or New York City. So I loved that aspect. And then I met a really beautiful network of people, and that's definitely been the thing that's kept me here.
Well, tell me about that network and how that serves to inspire you or motivate you or help you as an artist?
Well, you know, the network that I have here has certainly pushed me as an artist, starting with my art collective, Sweet Meat Company. Every other member in that group are just talented, beautiful people. So, you know, watching them grow and watching them improve and push the limits has pushed me to push my, you know, my limits. And then being part of the Yards Collaborative Art Space has really added to my creative life even further.
Rutherford says she has found a collaborative spirit among Rochester's art community that she hasn't found anywhere else.
There's so much need here that people are willing to help each other and push each other, and there isn't quite that level of tearing each other apart for, you know, one opportunity. There's so much need here that I think that we come together more.
Tell me about the need. What do you mean need?
Well, I think Rochester, it needs more things going on. It needs more activity. It needs more, you know, quality of life. People, you know, I mean, people have their basic needs met, but it needs cultural things happening. You know, I remember when I was first here, and I don't know if this is just because I wasn't as familiar with the city, but I felt like there'd be maybe one thing happening on a Friday, and I'd try and make that event. But now I feel like there's multiple things happening, and there's actually, like, you almost have to pick and choose, and I feel like that's happened during the growth, during the time I've been in Rochester.
In fact, Sarah Rutherford got to know Rochester at the perfect time in her life as an artist.
I moved to New York City right after college, and you know, I'm going to go do the art thing. Moved to New York City, and I ended up, you know, waitressing most of my days away there. But there was something when I moved there, you know, I was living in Williamsburg, and it felt like I'd missed the moment there. You know, I saw like 10 years ago how exciting it would have been to live there. People were just kind of moving over there, and a lot of artists in the area. And when I moved there, it just felt like I had missed it, you know. And when I moved to Rochester, there was something about feeling like I was in the right place at the right time. You know, this is a time when a lot of other people my age were trying to make something happen, and Rochester was open and welcome and wanted it, you know, and supported it. So I think there's something about living here that at this time that just feels right.
That's artist Sarah Rutherford. Her work will be featured in the WXXI auction that starts this Saturday. You can learn more at WXXI.org/auction.